Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, August 4th, and coming up in today's episode. Supreme Court rebukes Rahul Gandhi for China statement, while Bharatiya Janata Party calls him certified anti-national. JMM founder Shibu Soren passes away. Kamal Haasan calls education a tool to break chains of Sanatan Dharma. BJP reacts sharply. And Trump aide claims India is funding Russia's war on Ukraine via oil purchases. Known as Disham Guru or leader of the nation in Jharkhand, one of the key players behind the formation of the state, Shibu Soren has passed away at the age of 81 today. He breathed his last at Sir Gangaram Hospital in New Delhi. Jharkhand Chief Minister and bereaved son, Hemant Soren, was visited by many dignitaries as they went to pay tribute to the departed soul. Prime Minister Modi also consoled the crying son. Shibu Soren, senior Rajya Sabha member, former Chief Minister of Jharkhand and the co-founder of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, had been undergoing treatment at Sir Gangaram Hospital in Delhi since 19th of June. His condition has remained critical in recent days. The news of his death was confirmed by his son, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren, on social media, where he said, "Beloved Disham Guru has left us. I lost everything today," he posted on X. The hospital stated that Mr. Soren died peacefully on August 4 with his family by his side. Dr. E. K. Bhalla, senior consultant nephrology, said, "Despite the best efforts of our medical team, he could not be saved." Mr. Soren, a towering figure in tribal politics, helped form the JMM in 1972 and played a central role in the movement that led to the creation of Jharkhand in 2000. Over his decades-long political career, he was elected to the Lok Sabha 8 times and held 2 terms in the Rajya Sabha. He also served multiple terms as Chief Minister and Union Coal Minister. His time in office was marked by both political achievements and controversies, including a high-profile murder case in which he was later acquitted. President Draupadi Murmu called his death a big loss in the space of social justice, while Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered him as a grassroots leader who dedicated his life to tribal welfare. He survived by his wife, sons Hemant and Basant, and daughter Anjali. The Bharatiya Janata Party has attacked Rahul Gandhi after the Supreme Court on Monday slammed the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, citing his comments about the army and the surrender of nearly 2,000 square kilometers of Indian territory to China, the comments which were made during his Bharat Jodo Yatra. The court has, however, stayed away from a defamation case but asked him to make statements responsibly in the parliament instead of on social media. A bench of Justice Dipankar Datta and Justice A.G. Massey took strong exception to the remarks, which pertain to the June 2020 violence in Ladakh's Galwan Valley and the death of 20 Indian soldiers. Rahul Gandhi had claimed that 2,000 square kilometers of Indian territory had been occupied by China after the clash, and he blamed the Narendra Modi-led government for the quote-unquote surrender. The court alleged that these remarks defamed and demoralized the Indian Army. Justice Datta said about Mr. Gandhi's remark, and I'm quoting, "How did you get to know that 2,000 square kilometer of Indian land has been taken over by the Chinese? If you are a true Indian, you won't say all of this," unquote. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court issued a notice against Mr. Gandhi's plea to squash the case. BJP took the oral remarks by the court to further attack the Congress leader. While Amit Malviya defined Mr. Gandhi as a certified anti-national, Sudhanshu Trivedi questioned if Indian citizens deserve a better leader of the opposition who doesn't repeat statements against India, Indian Army and other statements that go against the welfare of the country. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh came to Mr. Gandhi's rescue. Mr. Ramesh raised a series of pointed questions regarding the Modi government's handling of the border tensions with China since the Galwan clash. He accused the government of avoiding accountability, saying it followed a DDLJ policy, deny, distract, lie and justify, over the last 5 years instead of offering clarity. Mr. Ramesh asked by Prime Minister Narendra Modi just days after Galwan incident, stated that no one had entered our territory despite clear evidence of conflict. He questioned whether the October 2024 withdrawal agreement had restored the April 2020 status quo, as claimed by Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. He also asked why Indian patrols now reportedly require Chinese concurrence to access traditional patrolling points in Depsang, Demchok and Shumar. Further concerns included the creation of buffer zones restricting access to areas like Galwan and Pangong Saw. The reports from 2020 suggesting 1,000 square kilometers of territory had come under Chinese control. Kamal Haasan has forgotten the Sanatan roots of his family, alleged the Bharatiya Janata Party's Tamil Nadu wing today after the actor's remarks on education being the tool to demolish dictatorship and Sanatan Dharma. The remarks have drawn sharp and break the chains of Sanatan Dharma. The remarks have drawn sharp criticism from Bharatiya Janata Party, who want his immediate apology. Tamil Nadu BJP spokesperson Narayan Tirupathi demanded an apology from the actor politician over his remarks. He accused Haasan of being blinded by money and power and claimed that the actor had forgotten his own family's Sanatan roots. Quote, "You have spoken against India and the majority of its people," Tirupathi said, calling the comments offensive and disrespectful. The BJP has urged Haasan to retract his statements and issue a public apology. But Mr. Haasan was supported by Sarvanand Annadurai, DMK spokesperson, who wrote on social media that the speech by MNM party leader Kamal Haasan on Sanatan has enraged the entire ecosystem. They do not know how to react. They are not able to attack him. They know his amplification power. Wondering whether they will file cases against him, Kamal Haasan has hit the bullseye, waiting for his fireworks in the parliament, as Mr. Haasan has recently been inducted to the Rajya Sabha. The whole controversy erupted when, during a speech on Sunday, Mr. Haasan declared that education has the power to, quote, "break the chains of dictatorship and Sanatan ideology," unquote. Speaking at the 15th anniversary celebrations of actor Surya's Agaram Foundation, Mr. Haasan strongly criticized the NEET medical entrance exam and its impact on marginalized communities in Tamil Nadu. Quote, "Since 2017, this has denied education to so many children," Mr. Haasan said, referring to NEET. He added, quote, "Even Agaram Foundation cannot do anything about it. Only education can give the strength to change the law. Education is not just a weapon in this war. It is the chisel that can sculpt the nation." Mr. Haasan did not stop there and added, "Don't take anything else in your hands. Quote, you will not win that way. Majoritarian idiots will defeat you. Knowledge will lose. We need to collectively hold together," unquote. These sharp comments by Mr. Haasan came as a result of continued opposition to the NEET system for medical examinations in Tamil Nadu. According to the state, NEET disproportionately favors students from affluent urban backgrounds who can afford private coaching. The state argues that this puts students from rural backgrounds, including those with good board marks, at a severe disadvantage. The BJP-led centre defends the NEET examination, stating that it prevents the auctioning of medical seats and ensures a merit-based selection process. His usage of the term Sanatan, however, and calling education a weapon to defeat it, has sparked widespread controversy and drawn immense attention, in a negative sense, from Bharatiya Janata Party leaders. A senior official of US President Donald Trump's administration accused India of imposing massive tariffs on American goods and cheating the US immigration system, in addition to purchasing the Russian oil that's financing Russia's war in Ukraine. The remarks came amid the United States escalating pressure on New Delhi to stop trading with Moscow. Quote, "What Trump said very clearly is that it is not acceptable for India to continue financing this war by purchasing the oil from Russia. People will be shocked to learn that India is basically tied with China in purchasing Russian oil. That's an astonishing fact," unquote. Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff at White House and one of Trump's most influential aides, said on Fox News' Sunday morning features. These comments are some of the strongest comments towards one of the US's biggest trade partners in the Indo-Pacific region. He claimed that Trump wants a tremendous relationship and has always had tremendous relationship with India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. However, he added, but, quote, we need to get real about dealing with financing this war. So President Trump, all options are on the table to deal diplomatically, financially, and otherwise with the ongoing war in Ukraine so we can achieve peace, unquote. The Indian government on Sunday said that the country would keep buying oil from Russia despite the tariff and the threats from USA. Both state-run and private refiners are allowed to buy from preferred sources, and crude purchases remain a commercial decision, according to a report by Bloomberg. Over the weekend, Prime Minister Modi has also struck a defiant tone in the face of Trump's tariff threats and underscored the importance of shielding India's economic interests under, especially during uncertain global conditions. Prime Minister Modi said at a rally in Uttar Pradesh on Saturday, and I'm quoting, the world economy is going through many apprehensions. There is an atmosphere of instability. Now, whatever we buy, there should be only one scale. We will buy those things which have been made by the sweat of an Indian. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.